Hi, welcome back. Hey, what's going on? What do you know? Is it September yet? Not yet. Ah, God. You know all the things that I make fun of, I've said before, put in fucking, I'm sure I've hashtag, is it September yet? At some point in my life. It is funny. It's something I think about. Is it, I don't think about September. It's fucking, is it hunting season yet? As of right now, hunting season never really ends. I've pretty much hunted every single month this year. Something. I don't know if I got June. I think I've already gone over this, but regardless, we're always looking forward to the next hunt. We're always jealous of the fucking asshole that is out there hunting before us or at a point in time when we're not. You know, I just went on a caribou hunt, and over the last week I've seen some antelope come across my feed, or somebody's in the high country hunting the velvet. And I make fun of it because I'm jealous. I'm a jealous cunt. Aren't we all? But for me, hunting season, fall hunting season. Oh fuck, it's already kicked off. What? Let's not be homos here, all right? Let's just say antelope season starts today here in Nebraska. Technically, I could have hunted. I've got a antelope tag in South Dakota that opened yesterday. I could have hunted that, but I didn't. I decided to stay home, spend a little time with the family, and I fucking ended up working on my shop all goddamn day, pretty much. Had me wife help me in the morning a little bit, and got a little quality time with her. It was fun. I know this shit's boring to you guys, but this is a lifestyle podcast, so fucking listen. It was funny because when you have kids, like, you don't really get to spend time together doing shit. You mostly spend time battling your fucking children, trying to make sure they don't kill each other, or, you know, just, it's just a fucking, you're just a couple of warriors. You know, I don't know what it is. I don't know. You're no longer, you know, man and wife. You're just, I don't know. You get it if you have kids. But yesterday, she was helping me finish up the walk-in cooler. And, you know, we were hanging meat fucking hangers up in there. It's pretty much done. All I got to do is get my HVAC buddy over to get the condenser and everything set. And then I got to wire it up. I'm waiting on a couple of lights that I ordered last week that fucking didn't ship till Friday. Once I get those in, she's going to be ready. I'm going to be real pissed. Not pissed. I shouldn't even say that. I'm on the road. I'm headed to hunt antelope. I'll probably kill one and my fucking cooler won't be ready. That, you know, the whole point of trying to get it done here, like right now, is to get antelope in it. So I'm sure I'll kill one in the next few days. Whoa, that was fucking Jesus, Jake. You are one arrogant cunt. But no, I'll probably kill one, you know, and have to do what I used to do and just throw it, you know, butcher it quick, get the meat in the freezer right away. and then the next day it'll get fired up. But I'm hoping I'll have, you know, maybe an elk in there aging this fall, whatever. But yeah, I was talking about my wife. I don't know, it was just a good day, good morning. She helped me, and we just kind of let the kids be in the house, and we just go in and check on them. I know, we're good parents. But we were just joking. It was like, holy shit, it was kind of nice, you know, just the two of us. We weren't having to fucking yell at the kids to stop fighting. You take the wins when you can get them, when you're married with kids. Anywho. So, today's opening day. I left about 4:15 this morning. It's quite a long drive where I'm headed. I'm going over to my Sandhills place. I will say, and I've said this before, antelope in Nebraska suck. Not suck. It's decent, but it's not waterhole hunting. Not even on a dry year. Like, we've been in a drought for a long time, and I've never had a lot of good success in Nebraska over water. I've killed a few over fence crossings. But it's just, there's too much water, and I'm sure you can do it. I know you can do it. I've actually done it, but, fuck. Sometimes it's like a full long week of sitting in the blind and finally have one come in, which that's probably possibly where it, waterhole hunting, in my experience, other than in Wyoming where there's a shitload of them. Sorry, I'm thirsty. Don't you hate it when people take drinks or eat on a podcast? What in the fuck do I got going on here? Jesus Christ. This is literally my fucking... This is what I... When people do shit on a podcast, when they're like fucking... You can hear them like doing shit in the background, it just drives me nuts. But hey, I don't really give a fuck. Where was I? I don't know. I guess where I was going was antelope is, I'm going spot and stalking. That's where I'm going with this. Fuck, Jay, get it together. Holy shit. I'm tired. Give me a break. So I'm going to my Sandhill spot because it's probably the best for that. A lot of rolling hills. Just got to get lucky. Got to find one in the right spot. That is... Fucking, I don't know, 80% of spot and stalking antelope. I know everybody wants to... This leads me into a good thing that I wanted to talk about. And don't get me wrong, because I've done this. This is hypocrite corner, okay? I'm gonna start a new fucking, portion of this podcast called Hypocrite Corner. It's where I'm gonna talk shit about something that I've done or will do in the future. I've done it in the past, and I'll probably do it again. But... Again, it's just my ego saying, you know, like, fuck that guy. Like, he's getting, I don't know, whatever it is. I don't even know. I don't want to be in the industry. But apparently my ego thinks that we should be because we're better than them. What a fucking douche. You're everybody's ego. That's the douchey guy. Like, when you are... Let me just tell this story, then I'll jump back. No, fuck it. I can't. I gotta stay on track. Fucking one mind. Let's keep going. All right. What I was gonna talk about... I don't know. When I see, like, people... There's all these, like, master classes, and everybody's giving advice. And yeah, whatever. Like, it's good, but it's like every time I watch or listen to a podcast, I can't even listen to fucking hunting podcasts anymore. I shouldn't say that. I say that on a podcast. What in the fuck? This is just a place for me to dump my garbage. and you listen to it. All right. I should have ate something this morning. I'm getting kind of lightheaded from all the fucking... from my stack. But... I don't know. It's just... when somebody is on a platform, a YouTube, or whatever, and they are describing what they do, I think it's so gay. I don't know what else to say. Like, I'm just like, oh really? Is that how you do it? Is that how it works? Thanks for the fucking info. That's my ego speaking. I don't even know. I'm just being a cunt this morning. But, I can't be the only one that does that. And then when you hear shit, even if it's right, you're just like, oh my God. That's, well, duh, you know? But there are people that don't know. And I do learn shit from it. So it's good. It's good overall. But I don't even know why I was getting into that. What the fuck was I talking about? This is going to be a real quality goddamn podcast here. I don't know. Moving on. Let's talk about... I've had a lot of people asking me about the cold plunge and the sauna. I had one guy ask me... I mean, not one guy. It was like a bunch of dudes. Like, so many guys fucking hit me up. So I'm doing a podcast about it. You know, fucking... a lot of people care about what I think. Jesus. A ton of guys. Oh, God. What the fuck? Again, something I've done in the... said in the past... had a ton of questions about this, so here's my opinion on something that I want to get from this company for free. so I tag them in it, and hopefully they'll see it. Be like, hey, Jake, we like you. Here's some shit for free. Ugh. God, it's disgusting. Cold plunge. I had a guy ask me about cold plunge and sauna. He said, have you noticed any difference in your breathing and, you know, when you're running or in your cardio? And I was like, doing something. I'm sorry. If you got to realize, if you listen to this podcast, if you are this gentleman or other people that... I try to respond to people. I try to respond to everybody, honestly. I don't have a fucking quarter of a million followers. I have like 9,000. Like, I'm a nobody. I get a fair bit of questions. Jesus. I get, you know what I mean? I don't know. What is a lot of messages a day? Like, I probably get, I don't know, 15 or 20 messages a day, which ain't that many, honestly. It's not that many. I don't know. I should count them sometime. But, so I respond to all of them. Except for when I'm taking a shit at work. And I'm just about done. And I flip my phone open. I open up my messages. And I'm like, fuck. There's 10 of them. So I click on one. But, hey, I'm done shitting. I need to wipe. So I'm like, ah, fuck it. And then I exit out. Okay, then later on in the day, I go back, and that one's already read, and I don't go back into it, and I answer the rest of them, and I forget about you, and I'm sorry, because I'm too goddamn busy and important. So that's why I don't answer, so I apologize for that. So anyway, this was one of those scenarios. If you're that gentleman, actually that gentleman doesn't listen to me anymore. He's like, fuck Jake Downs, he's too big for his goddamn britches. He didn't answer my fucking question. What a fucking douche. I'm out. Unfollow. But if you are still listening, sir, I'm sorry. And here's to answer your question. I have no fucking idea on that. But I will say that my cardio seems to be better. My average speed, I guess, whatever it is going down. I'm getting faster. Let's just say I'm getting faster in a slew of words that are garbage. Like my mile per hour is faster. I used to be like mid eights, like 8.25 on a fast time for like a 5 mile run. Actually last year, if I'd run like 2 or 3 miles, I'd do it in like 8.25-ish, 8:30 on a rough day. And then if I'd go 5 or 6, I'd run it in like 8.5, 8 minutes, 45 seconds, something like that. And right now for 5-6 miles, I'm running it in under 8, like 7:50 to right at 8 minutes. And that's fast for this fat guy. Like that seems fucking good for me. I've been running our what's called Sea Hill here. It's like a little mound. It's not a fucking mountain. It's barely a hill. But it sucks. I'm not gonna lie. Like from my house to the top of it is like 2.25, almost half miles. And it's gradual uphill till we get on campus. Then it's pretty steep for the last like quarter mile, whatever. It sucks. It's just straight uphill. I don't know what the actual, it's like 300 feet of elevation gain. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's not a lot, 300-400 feet. That may be even an exaggeration. I have no fucking idea, but it sucks. And the first few times I did it, literally the first time I did it, my fucking arms went numb. My head fucking got woozy. And it was like, oh my God. Like my legs are going to fucking explode. It sucked. But as I've done it, I've gotten a little better. But yeah, like the first time I did it, it was like 9... Like, an average pace on that 5-mile run was, like, 9-something. Or, like, right at 9. Little under 9. And that was a 5-mile run. And, again, once I get to the top of it, it's all fucking downhill pretty much from there. And, again, it's not, like, for 1.75 miles, it's fairly flat. So, it's not hard. Like, it's not, like, a crazy run. I'm not trail running. All right? I have no illusions that I could do that. I actually think about it, and I'm like, what if Cameron Haynes, again, getting cunty here, what if he was like, hey, Jake, why don't you come on my podcast? I'd be like, I can't summit with you, bro. I can't do it. Like, that guy is a fucking... Everybody wants to make fun of that guy, but that guy is a fucking beast, all right? Dave Hoff, my buddy Dave, runs the 100 milers in the mountains. A fucking psychopath beast. Like, I can't even... I don't even know what else to say. Like, I run my tiny little hill and I'm like, holy fuck. How do these people run 50 to 100 miles in the mountains? You guys are fucking... My hat's off to you. Like, I'm a pussy. I'm a fucking child. But yeah, so... I don't know. But... I am getting a little better. I'm running it... I think the last time I ran it, it was... I push it up to 6 miles now. Wow. And I think the last time I did it, it was like just over 8, I think. And I didn't feel, like, my arms still went a little numb. When you're running uphill as hard as you can, it just, it's brutal. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely helped. I guess your original question, sir, was, has it helped me with my breathing? I have no fucking idea. It probably is a lot of all of that. Like, I've been working out pretty much 6 days, at least 6 days a week, all summer long, running, you know, somewhere between 15 and 25 miles a week, you know, rucking somewhere around that, you know, I don't know, average probably like 10 to 15 miles a week, and, and then lifting, 3 to 4 days a week. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a child. I don't know what I'm out there doing. I'm just trying to figure it out. I don't know. But it does help. Let's just say I'm just trying to be healthy as I possibly can be, and saying that as a person who yesterday consumed Arby's for lunch and then a steak with green bean casserole, a ribeye steak, not a deer steak, a ribeye steak, because that's the only meat that we will buy is ribeye. And green bean casserole, which is my favorite fucking thing on this planet. And this fucking dessert that my wife made. We basically celebrated my birthday yesterday. Because it's in a couple of days and it's during the week and it's hunting season. And school's just starting next week, so we're all busy. So that's what I always want for my birthday is a ribeye steak, green bean casserole, and some kind of a dessert that has Reese's peanut butter cups in it. And my wife made me like this 7-layer bar, 5-layer bar thing with Reese's. Oh my God, it was good. And I consumed so much of it that my stomach hurts so fucking bad last night. So yeah, I'm a health nut. that's who I am. I'm just trying the best I can. And I say this also as a person who's pulling into Maverick and gonna go in, and who knows if I'll buy something, but I'll let you know. I need some ice for my cooler. And I don't know, it's hunting season. So I'll jump back on here and finish this little portion of the podcast and stay tuned to find out if I buy myself some garbage or not. All right, I'm back in the truck. As you can hear, I did get something. I haven't had one of these in a long time. I went for, like, as always, kind of a half fat option. They don't seem as good as I remember. These perfect bars. I went with a perfect bar this time. I'm sure it's terrible for you. It's like all, if you've had one, they're like $4 fucking. They're a peanut butter bar. organic, supposed to be organic. Got a fair bit of, I don't remember them being this bitter. Organic peanut butter with, they're pretty good. But, you know, and they say they have, I don't know, like a fair bit of protein in them. Dark chocolate chips, because those are supposed to be better for you. That's probably where the bitterness comes from. I actually like dark chocolate, but anyway, like it. Jesus, what a quality podcast. Jake's talking about dark chocolate chips. Jesus. Better haul ass. I can see light. Like antelope hunting is like a first light thing. Jesus, what a... Normally when I'm at home, I don't even go out. It whatever, you know. The only thing you're trying to do is beat the goddamn heat a little bit. What was I talking about? Oh, health. Yeah, I don't know. That leads me into the next segment. It was funny. The other day I was actually in Walmart. So I got done with work early. I don't remember why I was in Walmart in the middle of the day, but I had to go there for, oh, ink. I needed ink for my printer at work. That's why I was there. Because I have to justify to you cunts that I actually do work. But anyway, so I'm in Walmart a couple days ago, and college is firing up here in town here like tomorrow. So all the college kids are just showing up, you know. They're getting all their fucking groceries for their dorm room, freezer, fridge, you know. Yeah, which sucks. I hate when the college comes into town. Just fucking a bunch of moron kids doing moron kid things, you know. I didn't even think about it. It's like, I got to go to Walmart and get some ink for the printer. So fuck it, I'll just get all my snacks ready to go for this weekend / when I get back from Alaska. So, because I'm going to Alaska, I'll talk about that later. But anyway, I wanted to get all my stuff for, because I'm going to be hunting antelope, and then I'm going to be gone in Alaska, and then as soon as I get back, basically, I'm going to Colorado hunt my elk tag. Yeah, I'm pretty much done working for a while. I know, I'm so lucky. But, well, that's pretty cool. Okay, back on track. Yeah, anyway, so I'm going there to get fucking snacks. I know, it's early, I'm tired. You should have seen, I'm ruining this, but it was hilarious at the fact that my cart, and I'll tell you right now, when I buy, this is why I get fat during hunting season. It's just, it is what it is. I cannot, like, I'm not the guy that's buying, like, even the health bars. I don't even know what a health bar looks like, you know, like these perfect bars that I have in my hand. That's what we all tell ourselves, like, oh, this has protein in it. This is, you know, a Bobo fucking naturally made, you know, it costs fucking 3 times as much. It must be healthy for you, right? You know, I'm not that guy. Like, I'm buying fucking Snickers bars. I got like some cheese and crackers, you know, the little, like what you'd see when you were a kid, like the little sticks with like a little thing of poison cheese on the end of it, little square piece of cheese. I got like some of those. I've got like honey roasted peanuts and M&M, a bag of M&Ms to mix in with it. What else did I have? Just garbage, you know. I'm just buying garbage, you know. Well, don't fool yourself. Those fucking Quest bars are poison as well. They're everything that's not just pure meat, vegetables you grow in your garden, or or fruit you pulled off of a fucking tree in your backyard. It's all fucking poison, right? For us, every, you know, you can find a fucking somebody on the internet saying that there's plastic in it or fucking some sort of preservative to get it to us. There's all that shit, right? We all know this. So whatever, who gives a fuck? Just, my goal is to eat as healthy as our infrastructure will allow. You know, we eat a lot of my fucking, you know, all of our meat pretty much is, comes from the shit that I kill. So at least we eat decent meat. Like you give a fuck. But it was just hilarious because my 36-year-old, 35-year-old, I'm still 35 till Tuesday, cart really looked like the college kid's cart. They had, you know, a few more bags of chips and a few frozen dinners in there, but we looked a lot alike, you know. I was like, hey, what's up? You going to the fucking frat party tomorrow? Yeah, me too, bro. You know, like that. I was fitting in. I did. I had my hat on, so they couldn't tell I was bald. We were pals. Do you guys think that you still look exactly like you did when you were 20? Like in my mind's eye, other than, you know, my hair, I still think I look young. Like in my brain, I'm like, I don't look that old. They're probably looking at me like, what in the fuck? Like, look at this fucking guy. He's got to be like 40. And look at his cart. He's got fucking Snickers bars. That motherfucker's going to die tomorrow. I'm sure that's what they were thinking. And I don't even care anymore. Like, I used to be embarrassed by that kind of shit. Now I'm just like, oh, fuck it. You know, and I did. I went through the stage where I was buying like these healthy bars and these healthy, and then you get on the mountain, you get in the backcountry, and you're like, I don't even want to eat this shit. I don't eat this shit at home. Why the fuck would I eat it here? Which I don't eat candy bars at home either. Most of the time, let's just be real. Okay, it's not like I have candy bars sitting in my house. Every now and then I'll gobble down an Oreo. Or, you know, I always have some kind of a sweet treat at home. But I try to keep it within my calories. So no, I'm not a healthy health nut. I haven't gone to that side yet because when I travel, it's I can't do it. Like, I literally have no self-control when I travel. I know there's a possibility of eating like salads and shit and doing it. I know people that can do it. Fucking my hat's off to you. But for me, when I'm at home, I just do the best that I can, and that is what it is. God, I don't know where I was going with that, but regardless, I don't know. Let's shut this down. I'm almost where I need to be. I need to finish this perfect bar, and I'll jump back on here, hopefully, in a little while and tell you about the epic stalk that ended with a fucking arrow through a heart. Probably more like the epic stalk that ended with an arrow in a fucking yucca plant. And the buck, the giant buck that had fucking 4.5-inch horns that got away. All right. Stay tuned. All right, good morning. Day 2. Woo! It's 4:30 a.m. God goddamn fucking mosquitoes. The joys of fucking rain. Everybody always wants rain. I'm not gonna bitch about the, well, I am gonna bitch about the rain. And the fucking fog. Holy fuck. I'm hoping that because it's foggy here, it's not foggy where I'm going. It's a fair bit of a drive. It's about an hour and 20 minutes, hour and a half, into the sand hills from where I live. And I know what you're thinking. Why in the fuck would you drive that far to hunt antelope every day? Well, sir, I'm not gonna do that. Yesterday, I didn't jump back on. So let's recap. God, I hope this fucking clears up before I get there. Cause yesterday sucked dick. Once I got there, it was super fucking foggy. Good news is, it probably wasn't as foggy as it is right fucking now here. But when I left yesterday, it wasn't foggy. And then by the time I got there, so I'm hoping that the fog has settled in at this spot and not where I'm going. We will see. Anyway, it was super foggy. And it was like mist raining out. About the fucking best hunting conditions you could possibly imagine when you're spotting, stalking! Because I couldn't see a goddamn thing, and I'm in the sand hills where it's not like you can get up high anyway and see. So I guess the only thing I had going for me, let me just explain to you how I hunt the sand hills, at least this spot, not all of them, but I know I've gone over this before. If you're a fucking real fan and you've listened to all the podcasts, disregard this information because you already know it. God, I'm gonna fucking hit a deer. I just know it. Better slow down. Anyway, what I do at this particular spot is I basically just drive around on my four-wheeler. and hope that when I come over and find these antelope, they're not directly, usually it's deer. Usually I've been hunting, I hunt deer over here more than I hunt antelope. I just come out of the fog. That was quick. God, I hope that stays out. I just basically drive around and when you find these deer in these little pockets, the reason that they don't get that spooked, I mean, they'll spook, but they don't like leave the country. My buddy who owns the ranch, that's how they work cows, check cows, do fucking everything. They drive the four-wheelers all over that ranch. So these deer are pretty used to, and you know, once they see, you know, they have, they're actually more likely to fucking bust farther if they see you walking. So I quit doing that. So yesterday I was trying to do that, but I couldn't see, you know, I couldn't see anything. I did find a few antelope herds, which is not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for like a lone buck or a little bachelor herd. I saw the first batch right before the fog really set in. I saw like 8 does, just does by themselves. And I left them alone. So I'm a trophy hunter now. Watch, I'm going to stick a doe today. I left them and kept cruising. And then it got really foggy where I couldn't see. So what I decided to do is I actually decided to park the four-wheeler and just go for a walk. And every time I'd go over a hill, I would just sneak up, just poke my head over and just kind of glass just that little hole, because that's all I could see, and I could barely see that. And it didn't work. I did actually pop over once and glassed, didn't see anything, stood up, and then I hear, boom, boom. I'm like, fuck. And if you're unaware with antelope, that is their fucking cunty way of saying, you fucked, all right? And I looking in their direct, where the noise was coming from, and I finally saw like six does and one little buck. But the fucking gig was up, jig was up, whatever you want to say, however you say that. And they took off. So then I just went for a big loop, didn't see shit, and got basically fucking destroyed by mosquitoes. I probably have West Nile now, because I had my bug spray, but it was in the truck. It's a good spot for it, right? And I just fucking hate bug spray. I hate it. It's not like it matters, you know, it stinks fucking to high heaven, but, I mean, it's not like that's gonna, if the fucking wind's blowing to them, it's not like my fucking dirty ass ain't gonna spook them more than the stink, but I just hate having that shit on, plus I feel like it just, like, eats through your skin and your hunting clothes. If you guys know, I've looked up, they make some nonsense stuff. I've seen a few that looked like, you know, they brag about it. This is unscented, it fucking repels mosquitoes for 12 hours. So if you guys know of one of those that actually fucking works, send me a fucking message and I'll take a look at it. Or maybe I'll get some ordered or whatever. But, so today I got my Thermacell strapped to my pack. We'll see. I don't know. We've been so dry the last few years, I haven't had to fucking worry about mosquitoes. This year, it's been a rough one. You go out in the backyard and you look like one of them guys with a fucking bee suit on. I think I'd rather be dry. As long as there's no fires, I'd rather be dry. So anyway, I gotta get another drink. Sorry guys, but I gotta get a fucking drink. I fucking fell off the wagon this weekend. Holy fuck. I talked a little bit about it yesterday, but then yesterday I went ham again. Ate fucking terrible for for lunch. And then I had, I had Taco John's for supper. Because once you fall off the wagon, it's like, fuck it, you know? Let's just, you know, go back to the way it was before. Let's party hard. I'm assuming that if you're a hardcore drug user and you don't use drugs and then you use them again, when you do, you fucking, that's when people overdose, I'm assuming, because that's basically what I almost did yesterday. If you don't know what Taco John's is, let me show you. First recorded podcast shit chart on record. Oh, God, that stinks. Oh, God. Holy fuck. Oh, can you smell it through the phone? Oh, my God. Why do you listen? Anyway, it got back on track today. I didn't even bring... I did. I take that back. I wasn't gonna, but I threw in my snack bag. But I'm gonna try not to eat any of it. I threw in some jerky and a protein cookie. And that's all I've got. That's what I'm going to stick with. I do. It is Monday. And I am going to go. I've got a meeting in another town, which is basically this spot that I'm going to is kind of on the way to that spot. As far as work goes, I'm going to go get the guys lined out, make sure they're doing all right. And that's it. You know, I've got my workload kind of set up for hunting season. I'm basically just going to be managing and murdering. That's my title these days. No more tool belt for Big Daddy. I know, I'm a lucky cunt. What? Fuck. I mean, if my dumbass can do it, you can do it. Oh man, it looks clear out. Come on, stay this way, please. Anyway, seems like there's something else I was going to talk about before I jump back off of here. Let me look at, I've been writing down notes when I think of podcast shit, because I always think of shit when I'm walking around and then I forget to talk about it. Oh, well, I talked about everything except for the, I don't know, the other day I was, this will be my last little story that's not hunting related, sorry, but the other day I was somewhere and I ran into this guy, and I don't know, a year ago, year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I don't know, this guy got like skinny. He was fat, and then he lost he lost probably like 80 fucking pounds. Like he was noticeably, it wasn't like you know, some people would just kind of like lose 15 pounds and then everybody's like, oh my god, you look so good, but they really, you know, you could just barely tell. This guy fucking lost another human. Like he was fucking thin and looked good, you know. That was a year or 2 years ago. I was like, holy shit. And I just saw him the other day, and he is uber fat again. And it got me thinking about that. Like, I, honest to God, it is so fucking easy to gain the weight back. Like, it is so easy to fall off the wagon. And have that motherfucking wagon run you the fuck over. Like, it is crazy how easy it is. And, like, this weekend, like, my inhibitions, I was just like, I had a, you know, I, like, the problem is, I am a glutton, I am a fucking food whore, I love garbage food. I'm Jake Downs. And I approve this message. I fucking cannot. I mean, I love it. I love sugar, and everybody does. I know. And everybody's like, oh, you just gotta have that fucking willpower to say, I don't need that. I don't want it. Yeah, fuck you. You know, I don't have that. I have it with most everything. Like, I have a pretty decent mind where I can force myself to do hard things, but saying no to cookies isn't one of them. It's not. It's just not. So I don't know. You know, like I said, my wife made some delicate dessert, and I ate a fucking pan of it in 2 days, almost. Pan's nearly gone. And in my mind's eye, I'm like, you know what? This weekend's my cheat weekend. I'm gonna eat this whole motherfucker this weekend so that I don't eat it during the week. That's my dumbass fucking, like, instead of like portioning it out over the next week at least. I'm like, nah, I'm gonna eat this fucking 15,000 calories in 2 days. That way, I don't eat the 15,000 calories next week. Ha ha! I'll show them. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's still going in your body. I'm sure it's way worse to go in at fucking huge portions. But yeah, I mean, it's so fucking easy to do that. And these goddamn fucking people that are like, I gotta get fit for hunting season. I gotta look like a fucking Greek god so that I can hike the mountains. There is a little something to that, but goddamn it, hunting season makes me fat. Like, get up early. You know, you're not on any type of schedule. Lunches when it is. Maybe you're driving. You know, if you're hunting, yeah, I mean, if you're backpacking, that's the problem. Not all hunts are backpack hunts. Especially when you live in fucking Nebraska. And honestly, even when you live in fucking Colorado, like, I mean, hunt the way you want to hunt, but my hunts aren't all backpack hunts. Even the mountain hunts, like, you're always moving to different spots. Maybe you're fucking in town at 11 o'clock. You're driving by Dairy Queen. What are you doing? Are you going to eat your fucking out of your little knapsack that you have in your pack? Fuck no! You're going to gobble down a fucking double quarter pounder at a fucking Blizzard. A Reese's. Large. Because you're hunting and you're fucking working. And you're about to go on another hike and hike up another mountain. And then sit for 7 fucking hours and look for fucking animals. Like, what the fuck? And munch on, you know, M&Ms. Like, I get it. Like, hunting, there is certain points in time of hunting where it is extremely stressful and strenuous. But a lot of it is fucking sitting and waiting and being patient. Because that's how you murder animals. And when you're sitting and doing nothing and you're eating garbage, because like I said, I don't fucking take salad into the goddamn mountains. I take fucking Snickers bars. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I've got to figure that out. And I know just talking about this, I'm going to get some goddamn fucking fuckface sending me like, here's what you do. This is my setup. You know what I do? I do what I do at home. I pre-make all my meals. Okay? I fucking vacuum seal salad. And then when I'm on that mountain, I put a little fucking olive oil in my piss. I mix that up and I pour that on as a salad dressing. Super low in calorie. Jesus fucking Christ, people. I don't know. I don't know. I'm a creature of habit. That's what I am. And like hunting, like I have no problems working out like a fucking psychopath, eating healthy when I'm on a schedule. Once something fucks with that schedule and I get to hunting season, it's like, party's on, folks. Let's get fucking hammered, you know? No more hammering. Let's get hammered. I don't know. So I'm gonna try. Like today I said, fuck it, I'm not gonna, of course, I say that, and then I'm gonna eat deep fried fucking tacos for lunch, because I'm gonna take my crew out for lunch, more than likely, if I get there around noon. But again, I'm just gonna kind of track my calories, and I might actually try to work out today. The fucking struggle is real. Okay. All right. Well, I'll jump back on after I get done with this hunt, hopefully, en route to the job site and finish this bad boy off, because this is going to be a fucking this week's podcast. And then, yeah, I guess we'll we'll, jeez, I'm still farting. It's nasty. All right. Talk to you soon. Feather me in. God damn it. I'm a fucking professional podcaster. I should be. As good as I'm getting at this. Did you hear that fucking, the music? Feathered out. Jake, feathered in. All right. Well, it's been an eventful day. I've been on, I'm on the road, headed home. Fucking Nebraska archery antelope season didn't last long for me. Fucking Big Daddy got her done today. Day two! Do you love it? Don't you just love when I call myself Big Daddy? Because every time I do, I can imagine you all rolling your eyes and just being like, what a douche. And that's what I do it. That's what I do it for. I do it for you guys. So you can have something to listen to make fun of. That's what I'm here for. It was a beautiful day. It was nice. It was not foggy. It didn't rain. It wasn't crazy hot. It is now. It's 100 now, but it was nice this morning. I took off on the old buggy wagon, on the four-wheeler, at first light, cruising, got up to my, I said you can't glass, but there is one spot that's kind of higher than the rest of the hills, and I got up there and fucking looked everything over and saw nothing but cows, so I jumped back on the four-wheeler and was just doing my thing, cruising hills, trying not to flip my four-wheeler. Some of them sandy hills could be a little treacherous, but I survived, and fucking just like I said, just like with the deer, I just basically was cruising around. I actually was kind of coming down this one little swale between these two batches basically of hills, and it's an area where I didn't really want to stop because all those bottoms are pretty wet and just fucking full of mosquitoes. So I was just kind of boogieing along. And there was some deer up on the left-hand side. A couple of does. Which is good. Maybe the bucks will move back in. Maybe. I don't know. I have no fucking idea. There used to be a pretty good herd of bucks out there. And now I ain't seen one in 3 years. That's a little disappointing. But enough with that. We're antelope hunting. So I was looking at the does. And they're just watching me standing. They kind of bound over the hill. And I'm getting about three quarters of the way through the little swale, and I kind of just look over my shoulder to the right, and I see a white dot. I'm like, oh fuck, that's an antelope. The little bastard thought he was pulling that rabbit move. He was just staying tight, holding tight. Like I said, these guys are somewhat used to, I was way out in the hills, quite a ways from my buddy's place. They don't get up in those hills very often, but he didn't seem too alarmed. But again, I had already gotten past him, and it's that whole old adage. Is that the right word? That old fucking, you can't stop. Like, if you act like you're just out checking fucking fence or whatever, like, as soon as a pickup or a tractor or any of this shit they see on a fairly regular basis stops and they can tell that you're looking at them, that's when they fucking boogie. It's just, I don't know. I mean, it's actually common sense. I don't even know why I'm saying that. Like, it's some goddamn revelation that you guys, like, I'm teaching you something. Fuck. But anyway, he just was hanging tight, and I was almost all the way past him. So I got, and I mean, he was probably, I wasn't overly close to him, probably like 200-300 yards, you know. Close enough that if I'd have stopped, I think he would have left. And he was a younger buck, so he hasn't been shot at yet. But anyway, I got through the little swale, went over the hill, and just kind of got out of sight, and then shut the four-wheeler off, snuck up back up to the hill and glassed back, and sure as shit, it was a antelope, and it was a buck. Small buck, but I don't give a fuck. Like, antelope, I'm not a trophy hunter at all. Some things I hold out on, just depends on what kind of time I have, what kind of animals there are. And with antelope, I'm about out of axis deer, and I need some meat. And antelope is literally one of my favorites of all time. I know what you're thinking. Didn't you just go shoot a caribou? I did, but I didn't get to bring it all home. The flight home, I only got to keep the good, the delicacies, which we're eating tonight. And I'm excited about. We're having some backstrap tonight. So, anyway. I don't know why I'm trying to justify this. Go fuck yourselves. I want some meat. This is a buck I want to hunt. I decided I wanted to try to shoot a buck, but beyond that, I didn't care. So it was a buck. And at that point, it's just trying to figure out how to get to him. The wind is decent. He's actually bedded in a pretty good spot, which actually I thought, I was like, fuck. If I could get on the back side of him without him seeing me, basically where I had just came from, I would, I'd probably have a chance. That's the one good thing about sandhills. A lot of times, other than the wind swirls in the sandhills worse than in the fucking mountains. It is something special. But, especially when there's not very much wind, which is kind of how it was this morning. It switches a lot. You know, it depends on where you're at and where they're at. But I tried a few different routes. I went around to the left, and that was going to put me in that big swale where he could see. And what I should have done is just got back on the four-wheeler and drove right back the same way I came. Probably would have worked, but I didn't want to fucking do that. So I made a giant loop, had to cross a fence, and made a giant loop back around. And once I got back, that's the worst part about sandhills, is they all look the same, and they all, you pick out your landmark. You think it's bad, like, in the mountains. It is pretty bad in the mountains, but, like, you would think that one of the, like, I'm like, all right, that is a pretty undistinguishable hill, and once I get to that, I can glass over and see him. And I made this big loop, and I had no fucking, I mean, I had kind of an idea, but I was pretty fucking unsure of where I was going. And I've done it many times where I think I'm stalking this right hill and I'm either past him and he's watching me, or I'm not even fucking close. I'm stalking the wrong hill and he's like another couple hills over. But I was able to get up and find him again, same spot. And that time I was able to get back around and just go basically down that swale on the back. So I call it a swale. I don't know. It's just the bottom. It's just the bottom between all of the big mounds of sand. Okay. And there's like a little trail/road going through it. It's actually a really good year right now to stalk in the fucking hills because the grass is so green and the there's not a lot of crunchy grass and shit like that. It's soft, feels good. I love stalking in the sand, other than the fucking cacti. That kind of sucks, but the sand is nice, quiet. And of course, I got down that road and I'm glassing where I think he is and I can't see him. I should just be able to see the top of his head, but I can't. And I'm just kind of crawling on my hands and knees across there real low, and I feel the fucking wind at my back. It's blowing down this, you know, between the hills at my back. Which it was directly from my right when I started, which was perfect because he's in front of me. Like, ah, fuck. And about that time, I see his head pop up and then go straight back down. Like, I was like, ah, fuck. Part of me thought maybe I spooked him, but just the way he acted, I was like, I think he just got up and started feeding. And he just walked down that hill. So I snuck up to the mound, and it went up, and then it was a little cut, and then it went up again and over the top. And I thought he was in the cut. I think he might have been at one point. And I snuck to it was perfect, this big old huge yucca plant was right up on top. I was able to sneak right to it and look. I mean, if he'd have been in that swale, he'd have been like fucking 12 yards and dead. But he wasn't in there. So I crossed the little cut to basically the biggest part of the hill. And same deal, it was made for this. There was a big old giant yucca on top, which I like to hide behind. Because I'm a big man. Not as big as I used to be, but big-ish. So I snuck up to that, right up on top. I don't like to, especially with antelope. They have the best eyesight on the planet. I got to that yucca plant and just kind of looked through it over the top, and I saw him right below me, just down feet. I was like, oh, you are dead, sir. Unless they do what antelope normally do, which is just fucking wander off, you know, just no rhyme or reason for what he's doing. When I first saw him, he was probably, I mean, he was under 30, directly below me, and he just read the fucking script and started back towards me and to the left. So I shifted, got an arrow on. I got the yucca that I'm able to hide behind. He comes, and he's kind of coming up towards me at this point, and he's quartering really hard to me. But he's, I don't know, 15, 18 yards maybe. And I've drawn my bow. I've had it drawn for, in all honesty, probably like maybe 30 seconds. But it felt like forever. And I just know he's going to see my limb sticking above the yucca or something. He's quartering up to me. And I see my shot. I think I can thread the needle, and I fucking let it go. And I hit him back. I mean, I probably missed where I was aiming by like fucking 2 inches. But... And I was a little bit lower than I wanted to be, I guess. Still pretty good, like mid-body, or like a third of the body. But it went in, like, gut, maybe last rib, and came out his rear quarter. And the arrow was still stuck in him, which was great. I actually, you know, the broadhead and everything was sticking out his hind end. And he had no fucking clue what had happened. He seriously just kind of hobbled down to the bottom and stopped. You know, he's humped up. I know there's no tree huggers listening. I'm just going to, I'm telling this hunter to hunter, okay? I don't know why I thought I had to say that, but whatever. So he's down there. I'm shaking. I get my range finder out because I'm going to put another one in him. I range him, and he's at like 60. I'm like, fuck. I can shoot that far, but the odds of me hitting him are fairly slim. And I know he's dead. Like, the where he's hit, he's not going to live, but he's going to live for a while. You know, I mean, nobody wants this situation, but it is, you know, fuck. I don't know how many times I got to say this, but when you fucking hunt, especially with a bow, it's going to fucking happen. And like I said, maybe I shouldn't have taken such a hard quartering shot. Maybe somebody wants to rag on me for that. But killers kill. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, I saw an opportunity and I made it happen. The good news is he actually bedded right there. And I knew he was going to bed right there. I knew he was dead. I knew all I had to do is sit and wait, you know, 3-4 hours and he'd be dead. But I didn't really want to do that. But he bedded in the bottom. And again, since it's been so wet, the grass was long. And I was able to go around the hill that I was on and get in the same bottom as him. And I was a little lower than him. And the wind was directly in my face. It was like a goddamn, like, it was like made for this. And I just got brushed between us and I started crawling. And I crawled to what I thought was a reasonable distance. I didn't take my rangefinder for some dumbass reason. I wanted to go light. I just want to take everything off and crawl in. And I thought I was maybe like 30, 35 yards. Sat there for a while. All I could see was his head. And again, I probably could have gotten a little closer, but I was like, man, I do not want to push him. I don't think he can go very far just the way he was moving with that arrow in him. But I'm just going to sit. I watched him for a little bit, probably 20 minutes. And he stood up. And I already had an arrow on. And when I went and I drew back and he stood up and I looked at him, I was like, oh, fuck. He is a lot farther than I thought. And I sent one. And I thought I hit him. I heard it. What I thought, I heard it hit him. But I didn't see any blood. But again, he still had no clue what happened. And he hobbled maybe, I don't know, 20 yards. Stopped and looked around. And eventually bedded back down again in thicker stuff. And at that point, I knew he was pretty fucked. Like, I mean, he wasn't running. You know, not with that arrow, that giant day six head in his hip and through his guts. And, you know, I might have caught in liver on the one side. I didn't dissect him because yikes. But so I backed out. I gave him just a little bit of time, went back, got my four wheeler, drove it back over closer, and then checked on him. And he was still right there. So I snuck into this little, into the thick grass basically that he was in, and weeds, and was crawling through that, which was fucking, like I said, just infested with, I mean, mosquitoes were everywhere. I don't know, they weren't really biting me. I still have some bug spray on from last night, I guess, maybe, or maybe I'm just delusional from all the bug bites and I think they didn't bite me and I'm just low on blood. I don't know, but it just seemed like they weren't. And I was crawling fairly quickly because I could move in that stuff pretty good. And the wind had picked up just a little bit right in my face. And anyway, I got, that time I got to like 20 yards, something like that, 25 yards. And saved, fuck, I got there. He could probably hear me rustling. And he stood up. Again, not super fast. He was struggling. He was done. Like I said, I could have left him, but I would have left an animal. I don't pressure gutshot animals. But in this case, where I knew he was pretty hobbled up with that back hip fucked up, and it was so hot, I didn't want to leave him. And if there's any possible way to get another arrow in something or finish something faster, obviously I'm going to do it. I'm not a fucking heartless cunt. Like, it bothers me when I have to watch something die. I'm not a fucking psychopath, even though I say, you know, I like to murder. That's just funny. You know, it's just not, I mean, it's not, it is what it is. But, so he gets up, he gets stood up, and he turns towards me, like another hard quartering shot. And this time I just fucking put it on his shoulder. Like, I mean, fucking right where I wanted it this time. And he took off running. It's so crazy how fast an animal can move when they are on their last leg. You know what I mean? Like, just, he took off running like a bat out of hell. But I knew, like, watching that arrow crush through his fucking front shoulder. I mean, it was scapula. I don't know. Whatever. It was maybe just a shade high. I don't know. But it fucking did it. He went about 20, 30 yards, stopped, staggered, and fell over. And that was that. So, pretty awesome adventure. I was pretty excited. I don't know. It was fucking surreal. It's kind of crazy. I know there's some bigger bucks out there. I'm not going to do this spiel, but to be honest, I had this week to hunt antelope in Nebraska. That's probably about all I had. And I don't know what's going. I mean, I don't think that we've had a big die-off. Like, I don't think winter got, because I've talked to a bunch of ranchers and they haven't found any big piles of dead animals. I just think that the wet year that we're having has them spread out and moved off of my normal spots. Because I've checked a few other spots that normally have goats, and there's antelope in there, but it's not as good. And honestly, Nebraska is pretty, I guess our numbers are low. They did cut back on tags for non-residents, which I think is a good thing. I have no fucking idea why I'm talking about all that. I wanted antelope meat, and I got antelope meat. I'm excited. My son is going to be so damn excited. He just loves hunting stories, and now I got a fresh one to tell him for bedtime tonight. And it was even perfect. I was able to get some photos and get the hide off him quick so that meat's perfect. Get him in game bags. Get him hung in the shade right away. I got it done real fast. Then I was able to, I was supposed to be, like I said, in Scott's Bluff today. So I literally got out of there just in time to make it over there for my meeting at noon. Made it just in time to eat some fucking greasy tacos and then go to my meeting, and got that all squared away. Now I'm on my way home. I did have to stop at my buddy's place. So this morning I'm just driving out my driveway and I'm like, ah, fuck, I need to throw a cooler in. I'm like, fuck it, I'll deal with it if I kill one. This will be, if I take one, I won't kill one. Let's say that. That was what went through my head. So my dumbass was unprepared, but I got a buddy in town, was able to borrow a cooler. I actually put the meat in my Argali game bags, and when I got back, I was able to hang him off my four-wheeler in the shade while I was working on him. Keep the bugs off them, get the air blowing on them, and then Of course, I had him in my basket on the drive with the wind blowing on him. And when I got back to the truck, I had about a 15-minute drive back to town. And so I just stuck the fucking game bags on the floorboards of my truck, on my floor mats. And worked great. Just cranked up my AC, my floorboard AC, and just let that cool air blow on them. And then got to town, got some ice, borrowed my buddy's cooler, and hightailed it to Scott's Bluff, got my work done there. And now I'm almost home. I'm going to clean up my shit. It's always awesome walking into a job site with blood on your boots. You know, people fucking look at you different. God, I love this time of year. It's stressful though. I mean, I think, you know, that's the whole point of the earn your hunt thing is so you don't feel guilty about running around doing this shit this time of year. And I've earned it. Like I there's no doubt in my mind that I've earned this time and I've got the money to do it and I have the time set aside and I've got work for my guys and I mean everything's right. Everything's just right. But I still feel guilty. It's Monday. Like, God damn it, Jake. I don't know. I don't know if that shit ever goes away. I don't really care. Like I said, it's actually more guilt. I don't give a fuck about other people if they're like jealous that I'm not working or whatever or hey, they've been on my fucking service call list for a while. Why aren't I over? Go fuck yourself. Hire someone else. It's a free fucking market, folks. Hire someone else. Get the fucking B squad in there. I don't give a fuck. All right? Now, it's not to say I don't care about your business and you as a customer. I mean, that is exactly what I just said. But what I'm saying is, this is part of my job. I look at this as nothing is a job. It's all lifestyle. Work, hunting, family. Those are my three things. And that's what I do. And I just do all of them. So if I'm hunting, then that's what's on the schedule. Sorry. Your fucking plug-in can wait. All right? God. I gotta tell you this fucking story about a customer. And I probably shouldn't talk about customers on here. But what are the odds that they actually listen to it? And to be honest, I only share this shit because it's, for one, funny. And two, I'm not ragging on these people. It just amazes me. Maybe I can fucking keep one of you out there either from dealing with this shit as a contractor or putting your fucking contractor through this shit, okay? Maybe it opens your fucking eyes. Just like the thing where when you call someone and to come work for you and be like, oh, Jesus Christ, man, I've called everybody else. No one's called me back. No one has the time. Like, stop doing that, okay? Don't do that. I've tried everybody. You're my last resort. Like, absolutely nobody wants to hear that. And I'll tell you right now, that gives you the big old fucking bottom of the list. I don't give a fuck about you. All right, but that's not what it is. Was I done with the hunting story? I was, yeah, that's it. All right, I'm going to share this little work tidbit. And then I'm going to jump off here, and that'll be the podcast for this week. Because I got to get home, I got to go work out. I'm fucking fat. So, I had a customer. I think I might have already talked a little bit. Did I fucking already talk about this? God damn it. I wish this was interactive so you guys could tell me. Well, anyway, I'm going to just share the cliff notes because I was thinking about it because of work, customers, whatever. I had a customer and they came over. I'm pretty sure I already shared this, but they came over. They wanted me to wire their house. So I said, yep, I'll give you a price. So I worked up a price for them. And we're busy. Like I said, we are at max capacity for work as of right now. But whatever, it was a new house. It's like, fuck it. I'll just whip it out, and that's, you know, it'll be a little extra money to go to Alaska, whatever. So I gave him a price, and they didn't like it. They didn't like the price. They said that they'd had other electricians give them. These are nice people. I'm not ragging on them. I'm just explaining, like, if you're a customer. Okay. So they come to meet with me, and they're like, well, this price is too high. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Don't take the price. I mean, like, I was like, I've actually never had anybody do that. Normally it's like, you just don't hear from them and they just hire someone else. You know, you didn't get the job. You didn't get the bid. Okay. You don't want to win all of them because that means you're too fucking cheap. Okay. And it wasn't a jacked up price. It was what I felt was adequate to make it worth my while to do it at this point. Because again, I'm not going to go do shit for less money. Just, I know I've already told the story, I think, but I'm telling it again, just in case somebody didn't, hear it last time. But anyway, they just said, yeah, this is too high. I'm like, all right, that's cool. No big note, no hard feelings, you know? Let me know if your other guy falls through. And they're like, well, they told me, they're like, well, we gotten other prices and they're cheaper. I'm like, okay. She's like, why is this high? Why is this higher? I'm like, I don't know. I said, I figured it up. These are the prints I drew up for you. You know, I spent some time working on it. So I didn't just fucking come up with a goddamn number out of, you know, I actually figured it out, figured up the material and figured up the labor, and this is what it's gonna take. Plus, I'm the fucking best. I am a cunt. I actually said, like, because I take pride in my work. I take my time, drill them, you know, I mark my holes, I make my wires look straight. I don't know. You know, I'm not selling my business. I don't know what I'm doing here, but I was just like, okay. Well, she's like, well, I'll have to let you know. And they called back and like the next day and was like, all right, do it. But we have some stipulations. It's like, all right, whatever. So we met up. She's like, we need an itemized bill at the end. I'm like, no, that's not how this... What? That's... You got a quote. It's right there. That's the number. That's the number. Stop fucking... Anyway. And again, I'm not ragging on these people. I just want you to know, I've literally had people that I've given them a number and they've signed the contract or signed the quote and said, okay, do it. And then I've had them come back at the end when I bill them for that exact number and bitch about the fucking number. How that makes any fucking sense, I don't know. The thing of it is if I give you a number and at the end I double that number, you're going to be fucking mad. Right? So why in the fuck would I take less? I don't, you know, I'm taking a gamble by giving you a fucking quote. That's how what a quote is. It's the number. You don't get an itemized bill at the end. That's the number. Anyway, I know now that I've said all that I've fucking... told that story before, and if I gave a shit about this podcast, I would go back and edit this out or listen to... I don't listen to my own podcast ever. 90% of the time people will message me an inside joke from the podcast and I have no goddamn clue what they're talking about. None. None whatsoever. But I guess if you hung with me there and you've already listened to this last week, hey, thanks. All right, well, I'm about home, so I'm going to go sweat and try to lose this fucking weight that I gained over the last couple days. We still got some of those brownies at home, so I'm probably going to eat one of those cocksuckers tonight, but I'm tracking. All right, I guess, fuck, it'll only be a couple more days, and I'm headed for Alaska. I don't know, I might do a podcast, I'll probably do a podcast that'll come out next week on my way, and, of course, I'll do one when I get home, but, all right, you cunts, I'll talk to you next week.